Yes, welcome to the fifth and panel, and therefore to the afternoon of this conference's day. We are looking forward to two contributions to papers on the question of, as we tried to title it, Campus Utopianism and its Discontents. The question or the issue of the campus has already been raised in the previous panel with regard to the exports of campus from the Soviet Union to places such as Afghanistan and Vietnam and Guinea. And we will now stay within a more, I'd say, transatlantic northern context, moving between Canada, Canada's west, and Italy's south or middle, We will have two presentations. The first one on educational modernism, performing archives of learning by Sabine Bitter and Helmut Weber. The second one on the passion of the Università Territorio by Francesco Sudas. I'd like to briefly introduce the three speakers. Sabine Bitter and Helmut Weber are working together as artists and researchers and activists for quite a while. I've been following their work for, I don't know, for 20 years or probably, or even longer, and have come across or encountered their work on different occasions, and was always particularly struck how they combine their research into urbanist or urban and architectural environments and the practices and politics of these environments, and their visual work as photographers and filmmakers and installation artists. They are based, Sabine is based in Vienna and Vancouver. Helmut is based in Vienna mainly, I guess. Both have been engaged, in particular in the past years, in questions of around educational modernism, and Sabine has convened a lot of exhibitions and seminars, partly together in collaboration with Helmut and with Jeff Dirksen in Vancouver, where she's teaching at the Simon Fraser University at the School of Contemporary Arts. And then there's the Collective Urban Subjects that you have been founded together in 2004, together with Jeff Dirksen. Francesco Sudas is a senior lecturer in architecture at Anglia Ruskin University, and he has been widely published on questions on issues of the history of Italian architecture, but not only, and in particular in the recent years, the history of the university, the principle of university, and always again coming back to the Italian cases of the 1960s and 70s, and his most recent book, which I'd like to recommend to you, is The University as a Settlement Principle, Territorializing Knowledge in Late 1960s Italy, It came out at, with Routledge this year, and this very notion of, or this very phrase of territorializing knowledge, I think, it could also be another title of the of our project here, of the Education Shock project, because it's exactly where the notion of space and the notion of architecture, the notion of geography, are coming together, and how the school, how the universities could be considered a territory, and how the education as such could be considered a territory, and how these various territories and topographies are interrelated and interlinked. So there's, I think that's a very nice transition from the panel in the morning to now, and I'd like to ask Sabine and Helmut to come to the stage, and please welcome them.